Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 8:09. It is snowing outside. Is it still snowing?
I don't know.
Kind of, barely. I'm looking at... doesn't really look like it is much at all, if it is.
Don't really.
I don't think it's snowing.
Any glitter right now.
No glitter. Okay. Yeah, the glitter.
Looks like glitter. It's so pretty.
It sure does. Glitter. Okay.
It does look like glitter. You have to admit.
Okay.
Thank you.
It sure looks like glitter outside. It's beginning to look a lot like glitter.
That's Christmas.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about the other thing, though. Replacing song titles?
Yes. We could do our own game with that. We could just change the words so it's not as naughty.
Yeah, but it's not as funny.
I know. But it still could be funny. We could make it funny.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think that would come out as well. Anyway, so we have given away a lot of stuff today. And there is...
unbelievably, we have remembered to do all of it today.
Yeah.
Which is the weird part about it.
I know. We haven't forgotten anything.
I know.
And we have one more big thing coming up that we're going to give away. It is a season pass to Wild Water West.
That is a nice prize.
Yep. You can get them right now. They're half price. Is that the deal?
I believe so. Yeah.
Right now. I think, and that's now through New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I will get that information for sure. Now through New Year's Eve, you can get them for, what's the deal here? It is, it looks like it's half price. Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's the deal. We're going to give one of these away, a season pass, not right now. What we're going to do is post on the website, hot1047.com, 5 questions that you must answer.
Mm-hmm.
These are all questions that you're going to have to look up.
Yeah, you'll have to Google.
Unless you are a genius.
Which you could be. It's possible.
You will not get these.
I got one of them, right?
Oh, the first one?
The one that you asked me. Yeah. I got that one, right?
No, you didn't. You got it wrong.
Uh-uh.
You got it wrong.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Nuh-uh.
Was it the, interlude. You're right. You did get that one right.
See? I was like, I did get one right.
Okay. My bad.
Hey.
But you didn't, I asked you two of them.
You asked me two and I got one
and
right.
And the first one you got wrong.
No. The second one I got wrong.
No, the...
oh. I didn't know that was a question.
Yeah, that's one of the questions.
Well, you asked me another one, and I didn't know it. I said I'd have to look that up.
So, anyway, these questions are going to be posted here in about the next 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
And we'll Facebook the link as well.
Yeah.
So that'll show up in your news feed, too. And
so, once you go to the website and you get 5 questions and you get them correct, then you call us.
Call us with the exactly correct answers.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this right off the bat. Pronunciation will not count against you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Because there's one where pronunciation might be a problem.
Is it Django?
No. And it's not Les Miserables either.
Oh, it's not Les Miserables?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder.
He's a real cranky guy.
Other than me not knowing how to say it in French properly, I wonder how many other... I wonder how many other people screw that up at the movie theater when they go.
I'll get 2 tickets to Les Miserables.
I bet you they do. I'm just saying.
Or Les Miserables.
I kind of want to call the movie theaters and ask them if they've had people take it wrong.
What are they calling it?
I bet you they have.
That movie with Anne Hathaway in it.
Yes, I want to see the Anne Hathaway movie.
Yeah.
I could say that way
2
better.
2 tickets to the Anne Hathaway movie. Anyway, these questions, 5 questions, will be posted in the next 5 minutes. They will be up by at least 8:19.
Oh, such a precise
might be
time.
Sooner than that. And when they are, you call us at 361-555-7 with all 5 answers. and you will win a season pass to Wild Water West. Okay?
Please don't do it while you're driving.
Keep an eye on the website, hot1047.com. It'll be right there on the front page, right at the top when it's there. And good luck, I guess is all we can say. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot
104.7. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:25. We are going to top out today at, let's see here, 20 for the high. It's looks like it stopped snowing in Sioux Falls anyway. We did get a call from a listener a little bit ago that said both directions of I-229, north and southbound.
Or east
are
and west.
Backed up at Minnesota. It's north and southbound.
Also, by Harrisburg. Exit.
There was a truck jackknife getting towed and so on and so forth. And yeah, it's bumper cars out there today, people.
I'm thankful for driving in early in the morning when there's not as much traffic.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
That is nice.
To not have to worry about usually that happening.
Usually. But yeah. We are doing 5 questions for a Wild Water West season pass. And if you can answer all of those questions correctly, then you will win yourself a Wild Water West season pass. Now they're hard. They're not anything you would ever be able to guess.
Yeah.
You would have to look them up. Well, one you could probably figure out for sure. The questions that are on the website, I could just read them, couldn't I?
You could.
Yeah, I'll read them off. There's no reason not to. What is the longest interstate highway in the U.S. and how long is it? Where is the largest shopping mall in the world? Name all of the states that start with the letter H. And the fourth question, on what date did Easter happen in 1964? And what movie that featured Ben Affleck was released on September 24th, 1993?
Such random amount of questions.
Not a random amount. That's 5 questions.
No, random questions.
Yes, they are.
They are very random.
Yeah, that's kind of the fun of it.
I know. How did you come up with such random questions?
Attention deficit disorder.
Ah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's how I came up with it. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If at any time in 2012 I have annoyed you, pissed you off, or said the wrong thing, suck it up, buttercup, because 2013 ain't going to be any different.
I see the phones are ringing. We will see if we can get ourselves a winner here in... coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got dirt on the way as well. And the weekend wake up with DJ Core at 9 o'clock. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:40. We're going to top out at 19 today. It's snowy out there. Be careful. Don't get in an accident. We've been saying that all morning, but, you know, some people haven't been listening, so we feel like we need to keep saying it.
Well, sometimes you can't prevent it.
No, I know that. But there is, we've got another... season pass to Wild Water West to give away on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed out today, you can win on Monday as well.
Did you not want to do the dirt in the 8 o'clock hour?
Oh, sure.
Just wondering.
I forgot.
Just curious.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
When you think of the possible candidates for most pirated movie of 2012, a few titles instantly spring to mind, like The Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, The Amazing Spider-Man, to name a few. But oddly enough, none of these major blockbusters top the list. No, the film that was pirated the most is one that at the stage of the year is something of kind of an afterthought. Project X, the found footage party movie released in March, is surprisingly the entry the most put in the Torrent Freak's most shared movies of 2012.
Wow.
So followed by Mission Impossible, The Dark Knight Rises, Avengers, Sherlock Holmes, 21 Jump Street, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Dictator, Ice Age, and The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn 2. Movies out this weekend, Parental Guidance.
And?
That's it.
No, there's a couple more.
Django Unchained, I think is how you say it, with Jamie Foxx. It's the Quentin
Django.
Tarantino.
I think it's just Django.
You think it's just Django? Well, what's with the D?
Django.
The Django.
Like Judge?
Django.
Judge? Django.
I don't know. I don't know the name of that, how to say that one.
Okay.
And the other one with that girl, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
That French one.
What is the title?
I don't know. Les Miserables.
There you go. You said it. It's not so hard when you just concentrate for a second.
It's because I looked at my phonetic spelling of it.
Oh. So.
I have to practice it. I don't think I would ever learn French very well, honestly.
I don't think you learned English very well either.
Shut
up. Oh, please never tell me a story about your online dating life ever again. Please. I don't care. I really don't care. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:52. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is coming up at 9 o'clock.
You think it makes your head have a headache?
Yeah, but it doesn't involve me, so just leave me out
of it. Oh my gosh. I was just asking you a question.
I know, and I didn't have an answer for you.
You still don't have an answer for me.
That's your deal.
I'm so confused by all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep it professional.
What?
In other words, I don't want to talk about your dating life.
Since when? We talk about it all the time.
So I have a story that requires music. From Brasstown, North Carolina.
That was a bad segue.
I was just trying to get away from
it. I know.
Okay, so. Every New Year's Eve in Brasstown, North Carolina, they do, they don't drop a ball. They drop a possum. Yep. Possum drop.
So gross.
There's one change this year, though. They're not going to drop a live possum. During past drops, see, they would put a possum in a cage and lower it down to the ground at midnight. Well, last month, a judge ruled that a state agency lacked the authority to issue a permit for the drop. Those hippies with PETA had sued, calling the event illegal and cruel. And now, instead of doing a live possum drop, they'll probably get some roadkill possum to do their possum drop.
I think that a live possum would be better than putting a dead one in there.
Well, they could go hunt possum.
That's gross.
They wouldn't get in trouble, but they try to use a live possum for a slow, controlled possum drop, and they get in trouble with PETA.
But they can put a dead one in there.
Yes.
So what's worse?
A wasted possum that we didn't get a chance to eat. That's what's worse.
Please stop talking like that. Please.
It's real good with ketchup.
Please! Ranch.
Dip it in ketchup and then ranch and mayo.
And mix it all together.
It's possum chislik. It's delicious. Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core, the final one for 2012. We have one more show this year. On Monday?
Yes.
And I promise I will not play the weather bed in its entirety.
Good.
We normally don't allow visitors in the studio, but we had one today and somebody we get along with. And
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
The Figueroas call it a true Christmas miracle. Not a single family member was injured after a suspected drunk driver smashed into a bedroom of their Terrytown home early Tuesday morning. The second vehicle to crash through the same room in less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, family hadn't even had time to repair the first hole when the minivan ripped the adjoining wall in Rosa Figueroa's home. And luckily, they weren't sleeping in it at the time, otherwise they said they'd be planning a funeral. They arrested Charles Alcoin, 45.
Where's Terrytown?
I don't know.
What state did that happen in?
Some state.
My hero of the day today is Marquise Diggs from Jersey City, New Jersey. On December 14th, the 29-year-old woke up, grabbed his coat, and headed off to family court where his mother was waiting to file a restraining order against him.
Oh.
Upon arrival, Diggs was promptly arrested on several outstanding warrants. The Jersey Journal reports that a subsequent search revealed 32 bags of suspected marijuana.
32?
Bags in his coat pockets.
Whoa.
Along with $176 in cash. He was arrested again. On the drug charges.
New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Yeah, that's where it happened.
Terrytown, Louisiana.
I guess.
Time for us to go. Mel's going to get hooked on phonics this weekend. And we will talk to you on Monday.
These are the
Hot 1047.com.